scientists uncover value, complexity of junk DNA. This was just in our local newspaper. Here's what the article says. Breakthrough discovery has huge implications for human health. Among the many mysteries of human biology is why complex diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, psychiatric disorders are so difficult to predict and often to treat. Now scientists have discovered a vital clue to unraveling these riddles. The human genome is packed with at least 4 million gene switches that reside in bits of DNA that once were dismissed as junk, but that turn out to play critical roles in controlling how cells, organs, and other tissues behave. The discovery, considered a major medical and scientific breakthrough, has enormous implications for human health because many complex diseases appear to be caused by tiny changes in hundreds of gene switches. The findings are the fruit of an immense federal project involving 440 scientists from 32 labs around the world. As they delved into the junk parts of the DNA that are not actual genes containing instructions for proteins, they discovered it was not junk at all. At least 80% of it is active. The result is an annotated roadmap of much of the DNA, noting what it is doing and how. It includes the system of switches that, acting like dimmer switches for lights, control which genes are used in a cell and when they are used, and determine, for instance, whether a cell becomes a liver cell or a neuron. The findings have immediate applications for understanding how alterations in the non-gene part of DNA contributes to human disease, which may in turn lead to new drugs. They can also help explain how the environment can affect disease risks. It's Google Maps, said Eric Lander, president and founding director of the Broad Institute. The Human Genome Project, which determined the entire sequence of DNA, was like getting a picture of Earth from space. It didn't tell us where the roads are, it didn't tell us where the traffic is or what time of day it is. It doesn't tell you where the good restaurants are or the hospitals or the cities or the rivers. The discoveries were published Wednesday in 6 papers in the journal Nature and in 24 papers in the Genome Research and Genome Biology. So, Carolyn.
What I'd like to do is just quickly deconstruct this article, if you guys don't mind. When I read Many Mysteries of Human Biology, and they don't know why complex diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, and psychiatric disorders occur, mainly because they can't find drugs to deal with them. Everything that's said here is all about trying to find a drug to fix the junk DNA or to make some money, basically. And when I look at diabetes, high blood pressure, even psychiatric disorders, they are all nutrient deficiencies. So because the focus is on drugs, they'll never look at the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals. The next thing they talk about, the equally perplexing puzzle, is why one individual gets the disease like cancer, depression, while an identical twin remains perfectly healthy. Well, there's your labyrinth of the mind. And it's also the bridge that I use to ION, which is total biology, which talks about the conflict phases of disease, where one twin may have an experience that puts an impression in their brain and allows them to go into a different labyrinth of the mind than the other twin. So that's something that's never looked at in allopathic medicine, because as they search for drugs, you're never going to get a drug that will tell you what is the conflict in the brain of an individual. Only the individual can tell you that, or only someone with that knowledge can ask the right questions. The next sentence, scientists have discovered a vital clue to unraveling these riddles. The human genome is packed with at least 4 million gene switches that reside in bits of DNA that were dismissed as junk. So that's what science does. If it can't put it in a box, it doesn't exist. It's junk until they get the research funds to figure out how to put that junk into some package that they can get research grant funding for to find a drug that will treat the junk. So this business of gene switches, I looked up the definition of that, and it says a genetic switch is one of the proteins that binds to a specific DNA sequence to alter the expression of a gene. So here's the level at which the RNA drops is probably working, because Ion talks about the RNA affecting the DNA through chromosome 14 and allowing the expression of more perfect cell DNA. And the whole business of the chromosome 14, perhaps it's the junk DNA around chromosome 14 that takes the various life experiences and turns you into a maven or a monster. These are the things, again, that will never be affected by drugs, but are absolutely affected by RNA drops and the whole ion experience. The next part of the article talks about their big discovery, considered a major medical and scientific breakthrough, has enormous implications for human health because many complex diseases appear to be caused by tiny changes in hundreds of gene switches. Now, this is epigenetics, very pulled by the study of the environmental effects on the genes. And why science is big on this right now is because the whole Human Genome Project was kind of a bust. They thought that the millions and millions of dollars they spent on trying to unravel the whole human DNA sequence would allow them to treat the DNA and chromosomes with certain drugs to change people's disease patterns, but that absolutely never occurred. So now they have to look further, and they have to look at the junk DNA. They have to look at epigenetics, but not once in this article did they mention epigenetics, because epigenetics goes into changes like DNA methylation and histone modification. Now, methylation is very important. In my work with autism, we know that these kids have aberrant methylation pathways, so their environment is being affected because of the fact they can't methylate. So there are many things, again, that drugs won't treat that we have to look at in terms of the right methylators, which are the B complex vitamins. Further down, of course, they're saying the findings, which are the fruit of an immense federal project involving 440 scientists from 32 labs around the world, which may in turn lead to new drugs. So that's the crux of the whole study, is they want to be able to find new drugs out of their research. It goes on. Those are most of my comments. I've highlighted many things, such as they actually believe they'll be able to somehow manipulate these gene switches, of which they say there are 4 million, and they hope to be able to manipulate them in order to switch things on and off. But, I mean, that's just crazy talk, because this is never going to happen. In my world, this is what RNA drops are doing. This is how we're affecting the RNA through chromosome 14 to create the DNA that our bodies had from the beginning, and we're just uncovering it. So that's my take on this article, folks.
One thing I just noticed, Carolyn, as I was reading it, is they're almost presenting it as if here are these switches that you have no control over and coddling you into the place of we're your only source of hope because we can control these switches.
That's exactly it. It's a total less than position, especially when you hear that there are 4 million, and not allowing you to realize that you are in control of those 4 million gene switches.
You know, Ion came out clearly delineating that there was not junk DNA, that there was only latent power in your cells, and that power had to be activated with RNA. And I guess my question to you is, considering your experience with Ion, what were the shocking factors or the things that really stunned you as you started to explore the flip side of DNA, which was RNA?
It just made a lot of sense, because what we know about science is that it's pretty stupid, and usually when they go after something, you run in the opposite direction. So as soon as they began studying the Genome Project, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, wow, that just doesn't make any sense. And I was in honors biology, genetics, before I went into medicine. And I've said before on the show that I was trying to uncover the stupidity gene. So I had a certain interest in genetics. And yes, when Ion started talking about the junk DNA, it just became so obvious that there was real insight in what he was saying. And if they were sidelining junk DNA, we were uncovering what it really was about. And yes, I went off on the whole drug thing about how they were trying to get drugs out of this study, but you're perfectly right, both you and Greg, that it's all about the junk DNA that Ion talked about that we're actually uncovering with the RNA drops. And one of the quotes that I just looked up here is, he said, it's not junk DNA, it's the eternal part of you that can't be processed with double helix DNA. Some might call it the essence of the I cell, but the I cell picks up and uses those portions that can't be eliminated. I'd say something to Ion. I thought the junk DNA kind of made for apoptosis, the die-off of cells. And Ion said, junk DNA makes you age and die because you have the junk of an immortal that you aren't using. It backs up on you, and that's what you know is aging because there's no way to uncreate it. You have to use it so that everybody has the body of a 25-year-old and you stay there for eternity. I guess what he's saying is because in the past, we haven't been using this 80% of what's around our DNA, and we've called it junk DNA. That's why we aged. And now, using the RNA drops, we can utilize this junk DNA properly, and we don't have to age.
And then from the signaling aspect, we've talked about this idea that the new information that's coming through the RNA drops is actually affecting the signaling capacity.
The cell signaling is defined in, you know, scientifically, and just the signaling between cells, but nobody really understands what that is. Is it a lock and key? In most science, imaging of how cells get their information, they usually put it in a left brain, a lock and key. It's got to be linear. It has to follow the box that science is in. But what Ion has been telling us, it can be sort of an immediate flow, a vibration, a resonance. He talks a lot about cell signaling around this lipid system that he keeps talking about, where it's all in the lipids. I have some notes here about transdermal application, what the body can pick up and transmit. I think this is where we were talking about the Renew and how even through the skin, you could get the pulsating magnetic field that would signal the cells. So it's pretty complex stuff. I haven't put it all together yet. You know, I love talking with you guys because the questions you're asking me now, you know, makes me think more and more about how this is really working. And I'm always the bridge between, I suppose, allopathic medicine and science and what Ion says to try to find a way for other people to kind of get a sense of what's going on here, because it is pretty off the wall. I know the complexity of how he talks about this compared to, you know, the people who just, they go no mind. And, you know, they take the drops, they go no mind, they bliss out. They don't even realize that their amputated leg has grown back on. And Ion is, you know, behind the scenes saying, yeah, the lipid system would be like a fractal antenna. And now you are the application of that knowing. And I said, is this part of cell signaling? And he said, it will become the definer for cell signaling. That's why vibrationally, and if you are vibrationally aligned where you live, that's why you live where you live, or you have the money you have. So he's relating cell signaling and your lipid system and the RNA to everything.